International Bible Studies, Lesson for October 19th, A New Covenant Promised. Key Verse. This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah 31 verse 33. Selected Scripture. Jeremiah 31 verse 27 through 34. After being delivered from Egyptian bondage, God promised that Israel would be a peculiar treasure above all people, a kingdom of priests and an holy nation, if they would obey his voice and keep his covenant. Exodus 19 verse 5 and 6. Upon hearing these words, all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. Verse 8. Despite promising obedience to their covenant, the people of Israel repeatedly broke their vow. As a result of their disobedience, in our lesson, Jeremiah speaks to both the houses of Israel and Judah of a new covenant that will be established in the future. Jeremiah 31 verse 31. This covenant will be superior to the first, as God will write it in their hearts instead of on stone tablets. The Apostle Paul explains the purpose of the original covenant. The law was not to provide salvation, but to be a temporary measure designed to guide people to the ultimate salvation found through faith in Jesus Christ. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. Galatians 3 verse 21 through 24, English Standard Version. This new covenant Jeremiah prophesied of will require a mediator to reconcile the estrangement between God and Israel due to disobedience. Moses was the mediator of the original covenant, but God has provided his only begotten Son, Jesus, to be the better mediator of this new and better covenant. Deuteronomy 18 verse 15 through 19, Acts 3 verse 22 and 23, 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. The new covenant will first be with Israel, but will eventually include all mankind during Christ's thousand-year kingdom. Revelation 22 verse 17, 20 verse 6. It will require obedience by each person who would take advantage of the new covenant's offer of life. During this present time, God is calling out a people to become the bride of Christ for the purpose of blessing all people in the messianic kingdom. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, verse 5 through 7, New International Version. The development of the church class is not being done under the new covenant with the aid of a mediator. Rather, the Apostle John tells us, We have an advocate, comforter or helper, not a mediator, with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2, verse 1. Let us be faithful to our hope of bringing the entire human race back into harmony with the Heavenly Father through the new covenant. Revelation 21 verse 1 through 5.